Now, this is called Good Shepherd Sunday. And not only are we reminded in our readings today about the fact that Jesus is our Good Shepherd, but also that we are called to be shepherds also. In our reading from the Epistle of John, it says, Jesus laid down his life for the sheep. And the response is this: also, we must lay our own life down for others. So on Good Shepherd Sunday, we not only want to concentrate on the fact that Jesus is the one who leads, who guards, who protects, who gathers, who binds up, who travels with us through the valley of the shadow of death. Mindful especially today as I was with Jean Murch on Friday, as she was about to part this life, and a blessing that was to me, going through the valley. But at the same time, we together, all of us, must lead and be shepherds. It's our calling. You might ask yourself, why is it, for example, that so much of society today seems to be going wrong? I was at a big rally in central London just a week ago, and I was just concerned about the behaviours I saw at that huge march that was concerned about the situation in Palestine and in Gaza, and every right to be concerned about it. But I was also concerned about the behaviours, and I realised actually here we are in a society today that seems to lack leadership. And we are called to be shepherds to those that we love and we care for. We are called ourselves to be the good shepherd. So that starts with us. So, for example, I think to myself, I live next door. And I have to remind myself that I am also a shepherd to my family. And in what ways is my leadership there right? In what ways do I protect? In what ways do I guard? In what ways do I gather up? Because that's where my leadership begins. It begins in my family life. And so the same is true for you, with your partner, with those that you love, your family, the people that are immediately around you, those people that you live with daily. In what way are you being a shepherd to them? Because you see, it starts at home. It starts with those that we immediately love. So we not just remember that Christ is our good shepherd, but we also must be good shepherds to those that we're called to lead. We must learn to bind up. It is our responsibility to walk with them as they go through the valley of the shadow of death. It is our responsibility to bring them mercy and grace, like the shepherd does in Psalm 23. It is our responsibility to allow them to feast in that place where maybe they are surrounded by their enemies, yet still their heart can be full. So let's look at our little sheep, can we? Psalm 23, just before the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Have you got it? Everybody got it? Great is Thy Faithfulness on one side, Psalm 23 on the other. It's amazing in a few lines about the Lord being our shepherd, how much richness we can find in sort of five verses. But this is for us. This is a wonderful psalm that's often read at funerals because it affects and touches the whole of our life. So I'm going to read the bits in italics, and you can read the response, if you like, in the normal writing. And it's measured, and it's full, and it's wonderful, and it's overflowing. So, the first line, I will read it, and then you respond. The Lord is my shepherd, together. He wants a relationship with you.
Remember, he's called you by name. You have a unique contribution to make to the kingdom of God in the life that you live. You have a very special, unique contribution, and that's yours. He has called you by name. It's a relationship. I shall not want. Remember that everything we have and everything we are comes ultimately from God. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. And that's why our whole life should be one of utter gratitude for everything that we have received. He is our supply. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Some years ago, Barbara and I used to go repeatedly to a part of Austria called the Salzkammergut area. You will know it because I'm sure that many of you will have seen the film The Sound of Music. And in this area, the Salzkammergut, it is heralded to be one of the best places you could ever want to live on earth. And I wondered why we used to go there year after year. We used to drive all the way from London. We would take our little tent and we would camp by literally the lakeside. It was beautiful, wonderful, the mountains and the greenery and the crystal lakes. We went there year after year. Why did we go? I realized one day as I swam out into the middle of the lake and I looked at the majestic mountains and the crystal clear lake and the green, it was everywhere. Why did we come here? It was because we'd been led by still waters. He led us down to green pastures. And here was a place that we were going to restore our soul. To restore our soul. Many of us live constantly in our life with conflict and difficulty because we've never learned to restore our soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. That's guidance. For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, it's wonderful. Greatest privilege as a priest to be with those who are dying. Because you see, the nurses have gone, the doctors have gone, and they've offered all they can, and rightly so. But there is one person even can offer some hope, even in the final moments of death, and that's you and I as priests to one another. And that's what I did with Jean Murch on Friday afternoon in Wembley. I anointed her for the last time because I reminded her and her family that she's a child of God. That even in the darkness and the valley and the shadow of death, here is a place where you can find hope. You can fear no evil. And the Christian can do that. For thou art with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me, even the presence of mine enemies. Even in the most hostile place, because of God as shepherd, we can find our peace. Even if everything around us seems against us and it can be a place of utter degradation, nevertheless, because of his provision, we can still find hope. Thou anointest my head with oil. You might say, well, only priests anoint. Well, they don't, you know. Whatever you touch, and in some ways, whatever you say can bring blessing and anointing, can build people up, can bring healing, or it can bring them down. So think of the way that your life has touched people, affected people. your going out and your coming in, the things that you say, the ways that you behave. You anoint people daily without realizing it. Thou anointest my head with oil. All of us, in one sense, consecrate. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're called to be shepherds to one another. It's a ministry that we're all given. We can bind up the brokenhearted. We can release the captive. We can bring mercy. We can bring justice to those that we meet on a daily basis. What are you anointing? What are you consecrating in the way that you behave? He has called you by name, says the Gospels. I have called you by name. So do come.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we are blessed that you are good, loving, and faithful, who promises to lead us through all life's trials and tribulations. Hear us as we pray for the church, the world, and for ourselves. Father of all, we give you thanks for the risen Lord, the Good Shepherd, who seeks out and saves all who are lost. We pray for all who are walking in darkness at this time, all whose lives are hard, for all who are being attacked by evil, and for those who have wandered away from you, and those who may be doubting their faith. May we once more hear your voice as you call them back into your loving embrace. May they know of your wonderful love and your protection for them and over their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Remember all who are called to share in the shepherding of your people. We pray for all bishops, priests, and lay ministers, for all engaged in pastoral care, especially those here in our parish and this church, and thinking obviously of Lyndon, his family, and all those he works with, and the bishop. Give them wisdom and encouragement as they lead your people and they lead us. For those, we pray for those who are being maybe called into the ministry. Give them courage to take that step as they follow your path that you've chosen for them. Help us all every Sunday to come together in worship and live as a community of faith as you intended, as your children, led by you, our shepherd. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we do ask that you'll guide all carers and for those who are looking after others, either at home or in hospital or care homes and hospices, whether it be family, friends, or in professional capacity. We pray for those organizations that people turn to, the Samaritans, Alcoholics Anonymous. We pray for those who work with the homeless, those who visit the hospitals and prisons. We pray, Lord, to all who offer hope to those who are in need. We ask for your blessings on all who seek out and befriend the needy. And I pray, Lord, that we be included in that group. Pour out your love on all who need any kind of care, because you care for the hurting, because you are a loving Saviour. Lord, we would remember those people in our lives who have protected us and have shepherded us and guided us, especially those who have played their part in bringing us to a faith and trust in you. We thank you for them, Lord. We pray for those who have supported us in our times of need. Give a special thanks for our parents, our family, and our friends, and for those who've stayed with us in those times of darkness. We pray for our homes and our loved ones, especially those who may not yet acknowledge you as Lord and Saviour. We ask that they may one day be guided and welcome into your fold and put their trust in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for those who are in the darkest of places right now, those who are enduring the ravages of war. Especially we think of our ongoing war of conflict in Ukraine. Pray for the Middle East, Gaza, Palestine, Israel, surrounding countries. We pray, Lord, that you bring peace, for you are the Prince of Peace. We pray for a de-escalation, we pray for ceasefire, we pray for world leaders to take have influence and take a lead in these things that will bring back about a lasting peace and justice. Lord, we ask that your goodness will shine forth this darkness so that peace will be in the hearts of those indeed who have influence and authority. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for those who may not be able to pray for themselves, for those who have lost their memory or reason, through maybe mental illness or dementia, for the neglected and abused, the lonely, and all who may be coming to the end of their lives, who are facing death. We pray for people who are frightened because they are ill, who don't see an answer or a way out. Pray you bring healing. Reassure them that because of the knowledge that you give to mankind, that many illnesses are able to be cured with modern medicine. But help them to have confidence in those with medical knowledge and have confidence in you. May they know the Good Shepherd is always with them. And Lord, we pray for those who are known to us, those who are in the Starlink. We pray in remembrance and with thanksgiving for those who have passed into your eternal presence. Pray for Jean Murch, who died yesterday. Pray for all her family, your comfort and draw close to them. Remember with thanksgiving the anniversaries of Herbert Grigor, Celia Falconer, Mary Brown, and Peter Godwin. And Lord, we pray for healing and those other needs. We pray for Robinson and Rabina, Elisi, Sue Nichols, Pam Story, Angela Sardurian, and we think in our own hearts, those who we know of who are going through sickness and illnesses. We pray that you'll minister healing to them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, may we learn to abide in you and know that you always abide with us. May we know that nothing separates us from you. We pray for those, again, as we said, those who are going through darkness, and comfort those who mourn the loss of people around them who recently died, as we've said. And we thank you, Lord, that only you can bring true comfort, and only you can heal a mortal wound. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So, Lord, during the week ahead, may we hear your voice, the voice of our Good Shepherd, and may we willingly follow you, showing others of your self-sacrificing love as our hearts and minds grow to be more and more like the heart and mind of Jesus, that we will shine as we are your sons and daughters of our living God. So, merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.